state officials appear to be giving serious consideration to increasing teacher salaries next year. The Tampa Bay Times reports the Department of Education recently spoke with 6 school superintendents about the issue. I'm Lynn Hatter. The state has funneled money into the bonus program Best and Brightest, but that's not been enough to curb some 3,000 teacher vacancies in the state. And Florida Education Association President Frederick Ingram points out Florida is among the lowest for teacher pay.
We think all bonus programs for teachers are unsatisfactory. And that they don't work in the long haul. This is a cheap way to pay teachers.
Florida is 46th when it comes to teacher compensation. Former governor and now U.S. Senator Rick Scott proposed pay raises several years ago. Now the Tampa Bay Times reports Scott's proposal was recently revisited by DOE and 6 superintendents during a meeting in Jacksonville. And earlier this month, Senate Budget Chairman Rob Bradley told reporters several options are under consideration.
We could change how we do the bonus program, or we could do possible salary increases that are mandated rather than just giving money to the district and then have them on an individual district basis make those decisions.
Both Bradley and Ingram say it's still largely up to school districts and their local teachers union to negotiate fine details should the state fund any pay raises. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.